Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Nets earned their fourth straight victory, 108-106, over the Cavaliers. Also, the Celtics edged the Kings, 103-102, and the Raptors held Joel Embiid scoreless for the first time in his career, beating the 76ers, 101-96. In women's college basketball, Rhode Island downed Vermont in overtime, 77-74. In NBA news, Celtics guard Kemba Walker will be kept out of the lineup until he's able to participate in a full practice. Walker collided with a teammate headfirst and collapsed during Friday night's game against the Nuggets. In the NFL last night, Lamar Jackson led the Ravens to a 45-6 blowout over the Rams. In the NHL, the Ducks shut out the Islanders and ended New York's 17-game point streak, 3-0. Also, the Rangers defeated the Wild in overtime, 3-2. The Lightning downed the Sabres, 5-2. The Flyers beat the Canucks, 2-1. And the Penguins edged the Flames in overtime, 3-2. In MLB news, Nestor Cortez Jr. has been traded by the Yankees to Seattle for $28,300 in international signing bonus pool allocation, the remainder of what the Mariners had available to deal. And in other news, a key World Anti-Doping Agency panel has recommended Russian athletes be forced to compete as neutrals at next year's Olympics in Tokyo. The agency's Compliance Review Committee has recommended a 4-year ban on hosting major events in Russia and a ban for the same period on flying the Russian flag at major competitions. The agency will rule on the recommendations December 9th. I'm Jesse King.